Our assignment for this week was to take notes out of David's sermon from last week and talk about them this morning. And one thing I really appreciated was how he said that it's easy to turn the other cheek if a stranger slaps you, but it's hard to do it when it's somebody close to you, like a brother.
I like what he said about no matter what kind of reactions or responses you're getting from other people, God could be trying to use that to teach you something, and that can help me to be patient with others. And when I'm around someone who it might be kind of hard to put up with, just think what God might be trying to teach me.
One thing I appreciated and that I thought was neat that he said was how sometimes when people, you know, irritate us or seem to just throw a wrench in our plans or whatever, that God can be purposely placing them in our lives to make us stronger and to make us better. And we shouldn't be focusing on how they're so wrong, but on what God's trying to teach us by whatever position we're put in.
What really stuck out to me was the fact that Brother David said that in a fight, the person that wins is not the one who, you know, who wins the court with the, you know, wins the case with the lawyers or beats the other person up, but it's a person who doesn't get right into the fight and, you know, get taken down by that. And I thought about how I just saw that so clearly this week, because there was a man that was texted my dad some not very nice things, and I was just thinking about how he was purposely saying stuff to try to provoke, and the reason for that is that, you know, deep down inside, people have that feeling that if they can provoke someone else, they're getting something on them, you know, by making them angry, they're bringing them down, they're, you know, getting an advantage, and that just shows it really clearly.
What stuck out to me was, like he was saying about, if you're in a case, or like, people tend to get upset and have a court case or something, because they wanna be right, or they wanna come out right, instead of just being wronged. And they get so caught up in the things here on this world, like they can get so much farther ahead if they win the case. But that made me think about Fanny Crosby there. She had some things that weren't so nice in her life, like she was blind, but she wasn't upset about it. But she wrote the poem that went, "Oh, what a happy soul I am, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world contented I will be. So many blessings I enjoy that other people don't." And so that's just a blessing. We need to not take this world so seriously to try to get ahead in this world.
Thing that stuck out to me is he said it's easy to brush it off when a stranger slaps you on the cheek, but when a brother offends you or slaps you on the cheek, it's a lot harder to stand and see it. You just want to run away or whatever, so we need to stand strong.
Last week, David talked about whenever we get wrong, there's four wrong roads that we can take. It's being discouraged, lack of courage, bitterness, and pride. And another thing that he said was, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
If you quit, you lose. One thing that David said in his sermon was, if you quit, you lose. If you quit, you lose.